Hello, welcome to Jazz in the Afternoon. Jim Andrews here today. The Jerry Mulligan Quartet is from an album called On the Road, Live in California. Well, they were certainly alive when they played it. It says it was recorded at the Blackhawk, but I don't think there was an audience. So, in essence, it was a studio recording. Jerry Mulligan, baritone saxophone, Chet Baker, trumpet, Carson Smith, bass, Chico Hamilton, drums. In September of 1952, Line for Lions and Carioca.
Thank you. Thank you.
two European recordings by John Lewis. The first was I Cover the Waterfront, a Sasha Distel guitar, Barney Whelan tenor sax, Pierre Michelot bass, and Connie Kay was the drummer. I Cover the Waterfront. Then that was in Paris in 1956. Then in Stockholm in 62, John Lewis, Svend Asmussen violin, Jimmy Wood bass, and Sturri Kallion, I hope I have that somewhere close to right, on drums. If I Were Eve from Lewis's ballet Original Sin.
The home of sweet romance, Savoy, it wins you at a glance. Savoy gives happy feet a chance to dance. Your form just like a clinging vine, your lips so warm and sweet as wine, your cheek so soft and close to mine, divine. How my heart is singing while the band is swinging, never tired of romping and stomping with you at the Savoy. What joy, a perfect holiday, Savoy, where we can glide and sway, Savoy, there let me stomp away with you. Baba do beep 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 dee 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 dee. Never tired of romping, oh, yes. Stomping with you while the band
one more, Daddy. One more. When we was in Atlantic City. No, we won't talk about that. No. Yeah, we're talking about some boys. Thank you.
Yeah, I really held that note. That's nice. Started with a cut from Ella and Lewis Again on Verve, Stompin' at the Savoy. And they were accompanied by Oscar Peterson, Herb Ellis, Ray Brown, and Lewis Belson. That's from, let's see, 1957. And then into a group that named itself after Thelonious Monk's middle name. The group was Sphere. Ben Reilly was the drummer. He played with Monk. Kenny Barron, piano. Buster Williams, bass. And, of course, someone who played a lot with Monk, Charlie Rouse, on tenor saxophone. And that was Monk's Dream. title track from the album Street Singer, Jackie McLean and Tina Brooks. Jackie on alto, Tina tenor, Blue Mitchell trumpet, Kenny Drew piano, Paul Chambers bass, Arthur Taylor drums from 1960.
I'm through with love. I'll never try again. Said adieu to love. Don't ever call again. Or I must have you on. That's why I'm through with love. I've locked my heart. I keep my feelings there. I have stopped my heart like an icy why I'm through with love. Why did you leave me? Think that you cared. You didn't need me, for you had your share of slaves. Emotion to you. Goodbye to spring and all it meant to me. It can never, never bring the things that used to be. For I must have you or no one. That's why I'm through with love. Used to be. that's why I'm through with love. That's why I'm through.
That was Lores Alexandria, I'm Through With Love. I can't think who else I've heard that by. I think perhaps Chet Baker with strings. It might be on that album. Anyway, accompanying her, Paul Horn, flute, Wynton Kelly, piano, Ray Crawford, guitar, Paul Chambers, bass, and Jimmy Cobb, drums, 1964 in L.A., and that's on Impulse. Well, in a moment, I'm going to have a pair of tickets to give away for the William Parker Quartet, May 21st at 8 p.m. at the Fez Ballroom. So when this music starts, give me a ring. Oh, pardon me, I should say 231-8187. Thank you. Nice piano. Rossano Sportiello at the old church in Boswell, Switzerland. New Arbors release from the Arbors Piano Series, Volume 14. Lovely playing. There's about as nice a compliment as you can get in here from the great pianist Barry Harris, who says, "Faster than a speeding bullet, he flies over the keys, missing no notes. He has renewed my faith that the music lies in good hands. But best of all, he makes me smile when he plays." Very, very nice. I heard him for the first time when he and Dan Barrett accompanied Rebecca Kilgore on Fresh Air for a Christmas program some months back. And I'd never heard him before, and I thought, there's a nice pianist. So here he is with his own CD now. And we're going to start the community calendar. And I do have another pair of tickets, the Farid Haq Group. This is May 27th. And when after the calendar starts, if you would give a call, 231-8187, I'll be happy to give a pair of tickets to someone.
This is the community calendar for Wednesday, May 17th. The Forum of Beaverton, Connecting People and Ideas, is offering a series of lectures about urban and rural issues in Oregon. The second lecture in the series will take place on Thursday, May 18th at 7 o'clock p.m., Dick Prather, Project Manager with the Bureau of Land Management, will be discussing the history and future of public lands, including how they are managed in Oregon. This lecture will take place in the auditorium of the Beaverton City Library. That address is 12375 Southwest 5th Street in Beaverton, Oregon. The lectures are free and refreshments will be provided. Seating is limited and registration is required. To register or obtain more information on tomorrow night's lecture, please call 503-350-4097. That number is 503-350-4097. AirTrain USA, the nation's only traveling art museum on a train, and its nationally touring art exhibition, Native Views, Influences of Modern Culture, will be opening in Milwaukee on May 19th. The public can tour the museum train located on a railroad spur at 26th Avenue off Harrison Street in Milwaukee, Oregon, from noon to 5 p.m. on Friday, May 19th, and from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. on Saturday, May 20th, and Sunday, May 21st. The AirTrain is co-sponsored by the Confederated Tribes of the Grand Ronde and the City of Milwaukee. Native Views is a contemporary Native American art exhibition touring coast to coast aboard AirTrain USA. A nonprofit organization, AirTrain USA's mission is to enrich lives and build communities through the arts. For more information regarding AirTrain USA's visit to Milwaukee, visit the city website at cityofmilwaukee.org. The Cascade Beagle Rescue will be holding a fundraising rummage sale this weekend, May 20th and 21st. Saturday's sale will be from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday's sale will be from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. The rummage sale will be held at the Dog Club of West Lynn. That address is 18675 Willamette Drive in West Lynn, Oregon, and will feature everything from furniture to knickknacks. The Cascade Beagle Rescue is a nonprofit organization that aids in the rescue and relocation of beagles. If you are a member of a nonprofit or community group and would like to have an upcoming event announced on this program, please email kboocommunitycalendar@gmail.com, or you may post your announcement on our website at kboo.fm. Please provide a contact telephone number or website address for the listening public. You've been listening to Wednesday's Community Calendar. This is Alicia Olson for KBOO, listener-sponsored community radio in Portland, Hood River, and Corvallis.
Houston Person from 1968. The album's called Blue Odyssey. We heard I Love You, Yes I Do, and Please Send Me Someone to Love. Curtis Fuller and Pepper Adams are on some tracks. Cedar Walton piano, Bob Cranshaw bass, Frankie Jones drums. It's nice work. Last week, I think it was, I played a track from the new album, Nancy King Live at the Jazz Standard with Fred Hirsch. And it was knocked out by the album, and I think I'll play another one.
It rains. I tried to give a party, but the man upstairs complained. Guess I'll go through life just catching colds and missing trains. 'Cause everything happens to me. Never miss a thing. I've had the measles and the mumps, and every time I play an ace, my partner always trumps. Guess I'm just the girl who never looks before she jumps. That's why everything happens to me. Now at first I thought that you could break this jinx for me, that love would do the trick to end my despair. But now I just can't fool this head that thinks for me. I've mortgaged all my castles in the air. So I telegraphed, I phoned, sent airmail specials to you. But your answer was goodbye, and there was even postage due. I fell in love just once. Why did it have to be with you? Everything happens to me.
Savada do that one, Telegraphed, I phoned, sent airmail specials to you, but your answer was goodbye, and there was even postage due. I fell in love just once. Why did it have to be with you? Why does everything happen to everything happens to me?
Nancy King with Fred Hirsch, live at Jazz Standard, and Matt Dennis and Tom Adair's Everything Happens to Me. Well, almost time to go. One more track. Count Basie and his orchestra live at the, it says Avedon Ballroom in Los Angeles. I don't know if that's right or if it's a misprint for Avalon, but it's the big band, 1946, and according to the little note by the tune, Andy's Blues, by the way, Andy Gibson, Paul Gonsalves tenor, and Snooky Young are prominent on Snooky on trumpet.
This is music by Count Basie, ladies and gentlemen, being sent your way from the Avedon Ballroom. gathered on Spring Street near 9th in the heart of downtown Los Angeles, California. We're starting next Sunday. We're inaugurating a brand new policy, Sunday Afternoon Swing Session, which will star the Count himself and Billy Rogers and her fine group of men called the Boyfriends. Coming up now, what's that? Oh, yes. Yes, we're going to do a little Andy's Blues this time, Count. We're going to change the program, a little fine blue tune titled Andy's Blues, written by Andy Gibson, played for you by Count Basie. All right, Count.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.